Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. At least 51 people were killed in Ukraine and more than 230 wounded on Tuesday when Russia struck a military institute, Ukraine's president said, the war's deadliest single attack so far this year. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
Two ballistic missiles struck the central city of Poltava on Tuesday, hitting a hospital, an educational institution, and damaging the Military Institute of Communications building, according to President Volodymyr Zelensky. In a video, he said people found themselves under the rubble of the Institute of Communications building. Many were saved, but dozens have been killed, and over 200 others were injured in the attack. Zelensky ordered a full investigation.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Salvagers have abandoned an initial effort to tow away a burning oil tanker in the Red Sea targeted by Yemen's Houthi rebels, according to a European Union naval mission on Tuesday. It leaves the ship stranded and its 1 million barrels of oil at risk of spilling. The Houthis initially attacked the Greek flag tanker last month with small arms fire, projectiles, and a drone boat. The White House says it's developing a new ceasefire and hostage deal proposal with its Egyptian and Qatari counterparts to try to bring about an agreement between Israel and Hamas to end the nearly 11-month war in Gaza. National Security Spokesman John Kirby said on Tuesday the executions of six hostages, including one American by Hamas, is impacting the talks.
And the killing over the weekend just underscores the sense of urgency that we have to have in order to get it to closure.
This